The Unique Role of Research Universities. Among non-governmental organizations, the institutions of higher learning, and the research universities especially, have a unique role in meeting the Millennium Promises. Only universities have within their walls the vast range of expert scientific knowledge that is vital for deep problem-solving on the issues of sustainable development. Moreover, universities bring three other fundamental strengths to bear on the greatest global problems. First, as much as any of our social institutions, universities take the long view. Harvard University predates the establishment of the U.S. government by 143 years, and my own academic home, Columbia University, was founded a quarter century before the U.S. government. Great centers of learning in the Middle East and Europe are, of course, even older. Al-Azhar University in Cairo, founded 988. Bologna, 1088. The University of Paris, 1150. Oxford, 1167. And Cambridge, 1209. These institutions are built to last, and for that reason, they can take the long-term perspective. Second, universities can approach global problems with less bias, political, social, and economic, than just about any other social institution. They are not for profit, alas, often decisively so. They do not represent specific commercial interests. They are not, in most cases, beholden to the state, and thereby not an agent of national policy. They are typically self-governing, often by a combination of faculty-based institutions and elected overseers. Senior scholars usually have lifetime tenure, resulting in an added measure of independence from political control. As a faculty member of a major research university, I have invariably felt welcomed in all parts of the world and have felt the confidence of my counterparts that I am there as an independent truth-seeker, not as an agent of private or governmental interests. Third, major universities were established, in most cases, with a mission to improve the world, and to do so not only by shining light on problems through research and education, but by making a difference in their community and others. There is, of course, a very long tradition of engagement by universities in local problem-solving. The U.S. land-grant universities, first established by President Abraham Lincoln in 1862, have the responsibility to promote local agricultural development. For example, land-grant universities receive, under the 1887 Hatch Act, funding to operate an agricultural experiment station affiliated with the university. The U.S. tradition, therefore, of universities stepping outside of the ivory tower to support economic development is robust, but it is mainly local. The challenge today is to extend such local actions to global problems, with universities taking on the challenges in other parts of the world. These characteristics of universities, scientific expertise, the long view, an unbiased position, and a mission of service to the community, are a unique combination among major societal institutions. Yet this uniqueness does not quite mean that universities will immediately and automatically assume leadership on the great global challenges. There are also three obstacles to that leadership. The first is the tradition of most universities of seeing themselves as national rather than international institutions. While this is changing rapidly, especially at the graduate level, most colleges and universities in the United States and Europe still draw the preponderance of their students from the home country, and most alumni are, of course, nationals as well. This leads to hesitancy in the universities to seize opportunities abroad. Even so, students are clearly pushing university administrations, faculty, and alumni to internationalize college life, including more options for study abroad. Second, universities are often reluctant to take on practical challenges of sustainable development in developing countries, such as projects to promote public health or economic development in poor countries. Such projects are seen as risky and may be criticized as involving too little basic research. Yet the dichotomy between research and practice is miscast. Stay-at-home research on sustainable development is often impossible to do well. In most kinds of complex problem-solving in sustainable development, there can be little chance of grasping truly fundamental issues, whether in business, law, public health, ecology, or governance, by theory alone. Engagement in actual problem-solving is vital in order to construct a sound theoretical explanation of complex problems. Third, universities, like governments, are actually not well organized to take on the intellectual challenges of sustainable development. Faculties and research activities are divided among traditional academic disciplines, such as economics, politics, or ecology, rather than along problem-solving lines. The problems themselves, such as poverty, environmental degradation, climate change, water stress, and biodiversity loss, don't come packaged along the traditional lines of inquiry. They require cross-disciplinary teams and research strategies. This creates tensions throughout a university in hiring, resource allocation, research funding, student enrollments, and project oversight.